Jehoshaphat of Judah returned safely to Jerusalem after the defeat inflicted on Israel and Judah by the Syrians. As the king arrived, he was met by the prophet Jehu, who rebuked him for having made an alliance with God's enemy, Ahab of Israel. Then Jehoshaphat took measures to reform the civil and religious institutions throughout the country and encouraged the people to remain faithful to the Lord, the God of their fathers. But some time later, messengers came to Jehoshaphat saying, "A multitude of men from Moab, Ammon, and Edom is coming against you from the other side of the Dead Sea. They have already reached En-Gedi. This vast army, coming from the regions lying to the east of Palestine, had gone round the southern tip of the Dead Sea and was already in the desert of Judah, not far away. The king was very alarmed. He remembered that Jehu the prophet had said that God was angry with him, and he decided to implore the Lord's help and forgiveness. So he proclaimed a fast for the nation. All the people, men, women, and children, came from every town in the land to seek the Lord. The assembly gathered together at the temple of the Lord, in front of the new courtyard, and Jehoshaphat stood up and prayed. 'O Lord, God of our fathers,' he said in a loud voice, 'are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? Is there not power and might in your hand, so that no one can withstand you? We cry out to you in our distress. Surely you will hear and save us.'" In his prayer, the king recalled God's promise to Solomon that if calamity came upon the land, and the people repented and humbled themselves before the Lord in the temple, God would hear and save the nation. "Now, O Lord our God, we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." While the people were gathered together before the Lord, the Spirit of God came upon a Levite as he stood in the assembly. He raised his voice and said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against the enemy in the desert. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." On hearing these words, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people fell down in worship before the Lord. Then the Levites began to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Early the next morning, the men of Judah set out for the desert of Tekoa. As they were leaving, Jehoshaphat stood before them and said, "People of Judah and Jerusalem, have faith in the Lord your God and in his prophets." A choir of Levites went out at the head of the army to sing praises to the Lord. As they began to sing, God set ambushes against the army that was invading Judah. The Ammonites and Moabites first turned against the Edomites and destroyed them. Then they began slaughtering each other. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off the plunder and found a great amount of equipment, clothing, and articles of value. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it all. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, the valley of praise, to thank and bless the Lord. Then the men of Judah, led by Jehoshaphat, returned joyfully to Jerusalem. They entered the city and went to the temple of the Lord to the sound of harps, lutes, and trumpets. The news of the wonderful deliverance of the people of Judah spread to all the other kingdoms, and the fear of God came upon the nations. No one dared to fight against Judah, and so the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace. Next episode, Ahaziah, King of Israel.